Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to time your canter aids. Now in dressage tests, being able to strike off onto the correct canter lead at the designated marker is a basic requirement. In fact, an incorrect strike-off is usually given an automatic mark of a 4 or sometimes even less. Now, poorly coordinated canter aids are a prime cause of mistakes in this exercise. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at how you can perfectly time your canter aids for the best results. Now, being able to apply your aids for canter at the correct time provide the following benefits. So it helps the horse to understand what you want. It also makes it easy for the horse to transition into canter while staying through to the contact and in a good balance. Now, good timing also prevents the horse from striking off on the incorrect lead, and it increases the chances of a clean and smooth transition and helps the horse to stay relaxed throughout. Now, if you time your signals poorly, then problems can occur, and they include the following. So you could have an incorrect strike-off, the transition could be muddled and unbalanced, it could be late or early. The horse may also anticipate the transition and increase the tempo of the trot, so the horse may run into canter instead rather than transitioning smoothly. The horse could launch off the shoulders into canter rather than pushing from the hind legs that are placed underneath the body, or the horse could ignore the aids completely. So now you know why timing your canter aids is so important, how do you actually go about doing it? Well, first, you need to understand the horse's canter stride sequence. So the canter pace has 3 beats with a clear moment of suspension between each stride, during which time all 4 of the horse's feet are off the ground. For example, if we're looking at right canter lead with the horse cantering with the right leg leading, then the sequence of footfalls is as follows. So firstly, the left hind leg, the outside hind, hits the ground first to start the canter stride. And then there's a diagonal pair of the horse's right hind, so the inside hind leg, and the left foreleg, so the outside foreleg, swing through together and touch the ground together. And then finally, it's the leading leg on the inside, in this case the right foreleg, that comes forward. And then all that is then followed by that moment of suspension before the sequence starts again. Now you should be able to count 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 as the horse canters along, matching each beat with the corresponding number in the sequence. Now during each canter stride, the horse's legs swing forward, which push the horse up and forward. And the legs then retract back underneath the horse's body, ready for the next stride. Now simultaneously, the horse's shoulders and hips rise and fall. So now we know what happens in the canter stride, let's talk about how we go about feeling it. Because to perfectly time your instruction for the horse to transition from either trot or walk into canter, you need to learn how to feel what's happening underneath you. So let's begin by talking about the first beat of the canter stride. So as we're counting 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, this will be the number 1. So as the horse strikes off into canter, his outside hind leg hits the ground. And as the horse's outside hind leg comes forward to bear the weight of the horse and the rider, you will feel his hindquarters drop slightly. Now as a result, your weight will drop down and your inside hip will sink slightly. And that's fine, but your shoulders and upper body should remain centered and upright in the saddle. In other words, don't tip forward or lean to one side. And then next we have the second beat of the canter stride. So again, if we're counting 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, it's the number 2. Now on this second beat of the canter stride, the horse's outside foreleg and inside hind leg swing forward and hit the ground together to bear the horse's weight. Now in this moment, your hips and elbow angles should open slightly to allow the horse to continue moving forward unobstructed. And then we get to the third beat of the canter stride. Now on this beat of the canter stride, the inside leading foreleg comes forward to take all the weight of the horse and rider. And your hips and elbow angle should open as the horse's foot hits the ground. Now at this stage of the sequence, the horse's inside foreleg and shoulder move further forward than his outside foreleg and shoulder. And this creates the illusion that the horse's inside foreleg is leading the canter stride. And then after all of that, we have the moment of suspension. So the horse's body rolls over his inside foreleg and his foot leaves the ground. And then at this point, all 4 feet are underneath the horse and off the floor in a brief moment of suspension. Now during this moment, your seat has rocked as far forward as your horse's stride will take you, and you should feel that moment when all 4 of the horse's feet are off the ground. And then, as the horse's outside hind leg swings forward and hits the ground again in preparation for the next stride, your open hip and elbow angles should close again. And so the cycle repeats. So now this leads us into the question of when do you actually ask for the canter? Well, because the canter sequence starts with the horse's outside hind leg, you need to ask for the canter as this leg is coming down in contact to the ground. Now at this precise moment, you can change that step from a trot or a walk step into the first canter step. So now that you understand your horse's canter stride sequence, you need to practice feeling that sequence, because once you can do that, you can then perfectly time your trot to canter aids. So as you prepare for the canter transition in either walk or trot, you will feel your outside seat bone lift slightly as the horse lifts his outside hoof off the floor. Now at that moment, you can use a half halt to capture the horse's energy and then momentarily hold the outside leg on the ground. And then you can ask the horse to strike off into canter by placing a little more weight onto your inside seat bone, keeping your inside leg on the girth to bend the horse around, by placing your outside leg slightly behind the girth, keeping the horse into your outside rein, and having the horse flexed slightly to the inside. Now, if you time your aids correctly, the horse should make a smooth transition into the canter at the moment his outside hind leg hits the ground. However, it's essential that you have the horse in your outside rein before you ride the half halt and ask for the transition to canter. So to summarise this, as you feel your hip lift slightly, so as that outside hind hoof is coming down into the ground, you're going to use a half halt with your outside rein. Give the horse a squeeze on the girth with your inside leg, slide your outside leg back slightly behind the girth, and give a forward downward push with your inside seat bone. And this should transition you smoothly into canter. Now the next question that we usually get asked is, what if you can't feel the horse's hip lift? Well, don't panic if you have trouble feeling this moment, which is indicating the outside hind leg coming off the floor. Now, learning to develop that feel can sometimes take time. But in the meantime, if you're in trot, take a quick peek at the horse's inside shoulder and apply your half halt as the inside shoulder comes back right at the moment before it swings forward again. And that should help you time your canter aids correctly. Now, if you're making the transition from walk directly into canter, then when the horse's outside hind leg is in contact with the ground and just about to lift, you'll feel the horse's belly swing to the outside. And that's the moment to ask for the transition. Now, on a bit of a side note, we just want to talk about the correct leg aids. Because even if you time your aids to perfection, if they are incorrect, you won't get a transition into canter. Now, from the horse's perspective, when you squeeze with both of your legs at the girth, then that aid tells the horse that you want him to go forward into a new pace. For example, a walk into a trot, or from a halt into the walk. Now, when you move your outside leg back and place a bit more weight into your inside seat bone right before you give the horse that go forward squeeze, a well-schooled horse will understand that you want him to canter. Now, once your horse understands this aid, he will often make the transition immediately as he feels your outside leg swing back and your weight shift. So it's very important that you give these aids correctly at the right time, which is when you feel your horse's outside hind leg coming off the ground and it's in the air, ready to make the next step. That's the moment when you can change that next step from either walk or trot to be the first step of canter. So to wrap this episode up, a smooth, timely canter transition is essential for good marks in dressage tests. Now start by learning the mechanics of the canter stride sequence, because then you can know when to ask for the canter transition and teach yourself how to feel for the exact right moment. Now as always, make sure that your horse is focused on you and is working forwards before you ask for the canter transition. And remember that, like most things in dressage, practice makes perfect. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.